We're going to miss the boat!
Frog wailed from the back of the van. He was buckled in the third row with Sir Puggleton the dog and two cat carriers housing Zeus, the 18-pound Maine coon, and Lily, the 6-month-old marmalade kitten. All were yowling the low, discontented yowl of animals resigned to their plight. Frog's three older brothers were crammed in the middle seats, also occasionally yowling. No one was happy. We have time. We'll make it, Dad said. But Eli noticed him twist his head to peer at the traffic clogging the highway.
Of course we'll make it, Papa boomed.
He was leaning forward as he drove, as though he could plow through the traffic by sheer force of will.
We've never missed a ferry yet.
Yes, we have.
Jax and Eli spoke at the same time. Eli shot a glance at his older brother and let him do the talking. Jax could be counted on to get the facts right.
Remember, Papa, when we were supposed to go for Memorial Day one year and there was an accident on the highway and we sat
for 4 hours,
Sam interjected, pausing his mad texting and looking up briefly from his phone.
And I missed a soccer tournament that weekend. That was the worst.
Yeah, and Sir Puggleton barfed in the car,
Frog added.
And we had to stay in that gross motel,
Eli said, his nose wrinkling at the memory.
Ah, yes, the Mildew Inn, I think we named it. Happy family memories, eh, guys?
Dad asked.
Gentlemen, please, we are only around 10 minutes from the dock. We have plenty of time. Maybe not as much time as we would have if someone hadn't neglected to put his suitcase in the car, requiring us to turn around and pick it up.
Here, Papa paused and stared pointedly at Dad.
But we still have time. Fear not.
Sure enough, just as he finished speaking, Papa moved the car into the exit lane and down the ramp. Eli knew they were close. Jax and Sam both lowered their windows, and the thick, warm, salty ocean air rushed through the chill of the air-conditioned car. Sir Puggleton started barking in earnest, knowing freedom was near. Eli closed his eyes and let the smell overwhelm him as the car made the last few turns to the ferry dock. It was the smell of a working harbor, of diesel engines and fish and seagulls and fried seafood from the restaurant next to the ferry. It was the smell of August, when the Fletcher family boarded the ferry and crossed the 20 miles of Atlantic Ocean that separated the mainland from Rock Island. They were almost there. Of course, first they had to actually get on the boat.
Frog, Frog, please hold someone's hand. Don't run ahead,
Dad called. His arms were full of tote bags and coolers, and he moved at a slow shuffle that couldn't match Frog's excited leaps. Papa was still in the long, snaking line, waiting to drive the car into the belly of the boat.
Jax, get your brother, please,
Dad ordered as Frog dodged around a startled-looking elderly couple and ran toward the gangplank.
Can't Sam get him? I've got this stupid furry moron, Jax said,
hefting Lily's cat carrier, where she was caterwauling as though being tortured.
Well, I've got this furry moron, Sam retorted.
His arm was straining from the weight of Zeus's carrier.
But fine, just take my ball then,
he said, booting the soccer ball toward Jax and running to catch up with Frog. Jax bellowed and lurched forward to try to catch the ball before it rolled off the edge of the dock and into the water. Clearly disliking the jerky movements, Lily wailed louder.
This stupid kitten, Jax said.
He tucked the ball securely under one arm and tried to steady the swinging cat carrier.
Why won't she just zip it?
You upset her, Eli said. Animals communicate very clearly without words, you know. She's using the language she has to tell you she's scared.
He was pulling Sir Puggleton, whose nails were scraping the gangplank in an effort to stay on solid land. Sir Puggleton loathed boats, and his preferred language seemed to be an utter refusal to move. Jax shrugged.
She's upsetting me with these noises, but...
Suddenly, Lily made a desperate gacking sound.
Ew! What kind of secret message does CatGak send?
Let's just get on the boat, boys. We can clean everything up then.
Dad looked rattled, and Eli noticed there was nobody anywhere near them on the dock.
Frog Face, get over here now,
Sam ordered. And reluctantly, Frog turned. Sam was pretty much the only Fletcher brother who could get Frog to listen.
But I can see minnows and crabs way down low, he said.
We can see them on the island. You don't want to miss the ferry, do you? We can leave you behind if you want.
Frog shrieked and ran to grab Sam's hand. More or less pulled together, the Fletchers stood in line to get on the boat.